Welcome back. You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are in so many corners of your world. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. How's it going? I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart, broadcasting from KCPW in Utah. Coming up, yeah, of course Sundance is all about filmmaking and art, but there are people who just come to Park City, Utah to party. We'll get the lowdown on the hoedowns in Park City. But first, here's the news with Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. Two small planes collided in Southern California yesterday, killing four people and a fifth person on the ground. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating, but there's no word on the cause of the accident. Reports from a remote province in Pakistan say more people have been killed in ongoing battles between Taliban supporters and the Pakistani military. Villagers say helicopters attacked areas of Waziristan, where Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud may be hiding. Massoud is suspected of helping plan the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto last month. He also allegedly has ties to Al-Qaeda. The last power plant has shut down in Gaza. Palestinian officials are worried about upcoming health problems. There's no electricity for hospitals. Israel has cut fuel supplies because Palestinian militants based in Gaza continue to attack Israel every day. And they warned they won't cease, no matter what Israel does. Egypt is now trying to move both sides toward a ceasefire. Egyptian leaders want Israel to resume fuel supplies and are urging Palestinian militants to stop firing rockets into Israel. Canadian officials are contradicting a claim by the Bush administration that organized crime in Canada is funneling a new form of illegal methamphetamine into the United States. U.S. drug czar John Walters has said the drug is called extreme ecstasy and combines ecstasy and meth, but the head of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is puzzled. Paul Nadeau says Walters never checked the facts with his agency and the Mounties have never heard of this drug.
I've spoken to law enforcement people in the U.S. that have never heard of that either, so it would appear that it's a term that somebody came up with in a boardroom in Washington, D.C.
Nadeau adds there's nothing new about ecstasy being combined with methamphetamines. He adds the Mounties are worried about drug smuggling, but the United States erred in its recent report. He says the drug czar wrongly attributed some of its information to Canadian authorities and his agency never made these statements. It's been snowing in the southern United States. Atlanta recorded below normal temperatures of 31 degrees, and there are freeze warnings for New Orleans. Chinese authorities say at least 10 people have died because of unusually heavy snowfall there. Hundreds of thousands of people have been stranded ahead of the Lunar New Year, and that's a typical heavy travel season. The American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology is warning caffeine and pregnancy should not mix. Scientists who prepared the report say 200 milligrams of caffeine a day, about 2 cups of coffee, could double the risk of miscarriage. And the Razzie nominations for the worst film performances are out. The worst female actress nod goes to Lindsay Lohan for her double role in the thriller I Know Who Killed Me. Critics say it was a cross between the torture film Hostage and the Patty Duke Show, as well as the most fabulously brainless film since Showgirls. The worst male actor, Eddie Murphy, who was especially razzed for the film Norbit. He too played a double role as husband and wife. Murphy also got bashed for co-writing the film. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Allison, back to you.
Poor Lindsay Lohan.
I thought I actually saw Lindsay Lohan in Sundance. I told the guys I claimed to, but everybody here kind of appropriates the look of some celeb starlet.
So there are lots of little mini Lindsays.
You don't want to imitate her.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord.